I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. It's fun to play with AI these days. It'll compose and perform death metal country ballads. It'll craft videos of cats strutting runways, dressed in Star Wars haute couture, in footage so rich it can only be described as high fidelity resolution. But every bequest we make of AI comes at a cost to Earth's climate. The data centers where AI's computerized brains operate demand huge electricity loads. Converting energy to electricity leaves behind carbon dioxide pollution that traps heat in Earth's atmosphere. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, estimates human lifestyle today boosts the atmosphere's CO2 levels 100 times faster than all other natural cycles and processes. Since the 1970s, summer temperatures in the West have gone up 3 degrees. Sounds small, but it's actually enough to kill millions of trees before they could adapt to hotter, drier conditions. Dead trees are powder kegs waiting to become infernos. Residents across the West and Southwest are expanding their fire mitigation strategies. But besides creating defensible areas around a home or restricting campfires, fireworks, and other combustibles during peak fire conditions, people could cut back on high-fashion catwalks. If, perhaps, that's too big a sacrifice, then simply diverting food waste from landfills is a powerful way to curb the gases that fuel a hotter planet. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.